Saga Egmont presents Brothers and Sisters by Adele O'Neill, read by Grainne Gillis. For Marie and Curly. To Marie, for showing me that I had something inside so strong. And to Curly, for teaching me how to use it. Kay. Chapter 1. Monday morning, 2016. Detective Tony Kelly stretched his arms over his head and pressed his weary shoulders against the black mesh back on his new office chair. Every muscle in his body ached, and the unshaven black bristles on his face were an indication of another night spent crouching, crawling, and scraping for traces of answers beside another rotting corpse.
"Ergo feconomical, my arse," he said, as the padded armrest gave way and clunked heavily to the floor.
Nobody flinched, which surprised him, considering it made such a din.
"Who the feck put these together?"
No one answered. The four other detectives that shared the incident room preferred not to, for peace sake. He stood and kicked the chair aside. Not so forcibly as to attract a response, but enough to satisfy his simmering temper. It spun and whizzed before it stopped abruptly, teetered momentarily, and then plonked heavily on its side on the worn carpet tiles.
Tony!
Detective Louise Kennedy was probably the only detective in their unit that was brave enough to refer to him by his first name, much like the way a mother would a child if he was in trouble.
Do you need some coffee or something?
Her teeth remained clenched as she forced the corners of her mouth upwards and bent her head ever so slightly to the side. Detective Louise Kennedy's piercing stare and sharp tone left him in no doubt that it was an instruction, as opposed to an offer, the kind of instruction that only a sarcastic friend might get away with.
No, I don't need any feckin' coffee, he paused. Thank you.
Kelly's bluster was his trademark, as were the dark tropical centipedes he had for eyebrows.
But a chair that worked would be nice.
He kicked it again for good measure, not wanting to relinquish his higher ground just yet. Louise narrowed her eyes at his sarcasm and shook her head at his childishness. In the 7 years since she had first arrived to the station in Kilkenny, he hadn't changed so much as his shirt. Never mind his personality. And even though they were equal in rank, he had an unspoken seniority to her in years of service. Kelly picked up his chair and placed it carefully back at his desk, every movement deliberate and silent. He needed to pull his horns in. He knew that. He just couldn't bring himself to raise his gaze. He could feel her brown eyes boring holes in his head. He shut down his computer and placed his phone in his shirt pocket.
Maybe coffee would be nice.
He finally mustered the courage to look back at her, knowing she would not avert her gaze until he reciprocated.
Would you like one yourself?
He paused for effect and plastered a deliberate full smile across his stubbly jaw.
Darling,
he added. The sarcasm dripped like molasses from his gritted teeth, and a snigger escaped from one of the other desks. Louise couldn't identify which one. She stood almost by stealth and scanned the room. She was sick of their feeble joke attempts at her expense, and if the truth was known, she was offended for Kelly also. Being the only female in this division had its drawbacks. Being the only other detective that Kelly trusted was an occupational hazard. If one other person, her voice raised slightly, just enough so that no one could mistake the intention in her tone, so much as thinks about calling me darling or refers to me as his work wife again, I will personally hand you your balls in the same envelope as your P45. She paused triumphantly. Clear? None of the three other detectives that hid behind their computers looked up. They knew not to.